Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program that takes a look at what's going on with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana. I'm Kristen Bitsyguy. Each month on Community Connection, we focus on telling the story of one local nonprofit, what they're doing to make our community a better place to live and work, and how you can help. This month, we're taking a look at Carry Services, a Marion-based organization that works with intellectually or physically disabled individuals and their families throughout Central Indiana.
My name is William Barnes. I work here at Carry Services. I am a trainer, and I'm also a part of the HR team.
I am Jim Albaugh, and I'm the president CEO here at Carry Services.
We are a center working towards self-sufficiency for people who would like that opportunity. Everyone has different challenges in life that come about, and our job is to try to serve that as best as possible and help them seek those pathways toward that self-sufficiency.
Carry Services will celebrate 60 years of service starting in 2014. Carry Services started with parents in the community who were interested in making sure that individuals with disabilities were integrated into a community-based setting.
The dedication that Carry puts into each and every person they work with, whether it be direct care with the individual in the home, in the community, or at our sheltered workshop, or even in our early Head Start program, there is a lot of care and compassion that goes into each and every employee into what they do, and we want families to know that's our first and foremost priority.
We are working hard at Carry Services to really tell our story, to help seek volunteers who want to come in and assist the folks that we serve, and to potentially reach out to donors so that for those individuals that would choose to donate for the kinds of services that we've mentioned here through Carry Services, that this is an opportunity for them to donate.
When I first came to Carry Services, I had that shell shock of, oh my God, what do? You know, after getting involved and you know, having good staff and, you know, ahead of me to kind of guide me to, hey, here's how we do things. This is why we do what we do. That feeling of accomplishment, you know, that helping that person that, you know, maybe 5 months ago they couldn't brush their teeth very well, and now today, you know, they can brush their teeth very efficiently and move on to the next task. I mean, that feeling of accomplishment that you can bring to that person's life is just the absolute best reward you could ever receive, and that doesn't cost anything.
We're providing services as well, not only to those individuals that you see every day, but to their family members as well, to their caregivers as well. So we're providing support and respite.
If you had a son or a daughter that had some type of intellectual or developmental disability, who would you want to take care of them after you were gone? And that would be Carry Services. Donations are always helpful. I mean, we do have a consumer support fund here at Carry Services, and any donations of that would be greatly appreciated, just to help with, you know, everyday life things, coats, you know, medications, you know, so on and so forth. The kind of person that we would love to see get involved here at Carry Services would be the person that, number one, first and foremost, has patience. Naturally, we require a high school diploma or GED. In most of the positions, you know, a valid driver's license for transportation purposes. Basically, your will and desire to be a part of something great.
Information about how you can connect with Carry Services is available on the Community Connection Facebook page and at IndianaPublicRadio.org. Next month, we'll feature Born Learning Connection, a service of United Way of Madison County. Community Connection is hosted by Kristen Bitsyguy and produced by Stephanie Wiegman. This program is a partnership between Indiana Public Radio and Schaefer Leadership Academy, where people of all ages, backgrounds, and interests can develop and enhance their leadership skills. This program is made possible through the support of the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County, where neighbors create legacies. To listen to Community Connection again, visit our website at IndianaPublicRadio.org.